Last week we mentioned Moshe Feinstein's psak with regard to davening in a minyan which has a different nusach than you normally daven. So Moshe paskined that when you daven your silent Shemona Esrei, you daven your own nusach. But when you're davening any other part of davening, Rav Moshe felt that it was appropriate to daven the nusach of the tzibur. And he wrote that even though with regard to Pesukah Dezimra, in theory you could daven quietly and no one would notice that you have a different nusach. And in fact, he did say that if somebody finds it difficult to change nuschaos, he could daven his own nusach if he davens Pesukah Dezimra silently. But Moshe nevertheless felt that it was appropriate to daven even Pesukah Dezimra according to the nusach of the tzibur, because at times people daven Pesukah Dezimra out loud, and he didn't want there to be any noticeable difference between your nusach hatfila and the nusach hatfila of the Beis Knesses. We mentioned also that if somebody is davening for the Amud, and he's, let's say, a nusach Ashkenaz guy, davening in a nusach Sfarad shul, there Reb Moshe was Mechadesh that even when you daven your silent Shemona Esrei, you must daven the nusach of the shul. Because Reb Moshe paskins that the purpose of the silent Shemona Esrei, quoting a svar in the Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah, the purpose of the silent Shemona Esrei is for the Chazan to be Mesadar Tfiloso in order to prepare, so to speak, for the Chazaras Hashatz. And if Reb Moshe said that if you're going to be davening a silent Shemona Esrei, to prepare for the Chazar Sashatz, well, Chazar Sashatz must be done according to the Nusach of the Tzibur. So the preparation, Shemona Esrei, your silent Shemona Esrei, must also be done according to that Nusach of the Tzibur. And if Reb Moshe paskin, even the silent Shemona Esrei for a Chazan must be davened according to the Nusach of the Tzibur. So somebody asked me, what happens when someone's davening for the Amud Ma'ariv, weeknights Ma'ariv, and you know there are different minhagim with regard to the recital of Baruch Hashem La'olam Amen V'Amen. Where does that difference of minhagim stem from? So it all begins with the Gemara in Brachos Daf Dalet Amud Beis, with the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan as having said that Ezehu ben ha'olam haba, who is a one who is worthy of olam haba, zeh somech geula letzvila shel arvis. One who is careful to be somech geula letzvila, even with regard to ma'ariv, that's someone who's worthy of olam haba. And the Gemara there speaks of hashkivenu as not being a hefsek ben geula letzvila, and it's still considered to be somech geula letzvila. So the Rishonim there ask, well, if you have to be somech geula letzvila with regard to Ma'ariv, then how come we have the minhag to say Baruch Hashem la'olam amen va'amen, all of those added psukim that are really only minhag? Me'ikur hadin, the brichas kriyashma of Ma'ariv are two before kriyashma and two after kriyashma. You have after kriyashma Gal Yisrael and Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad, and that's it. Where did this minhag come from to insert these psukim, these Baruch Hashem la'olam amin v'amin psukim, if the Gemara is emphatic that one should be somech geula tefillah at Ma'ariv? So Tosis in the Rush there in Brachos in the first parak justify the practice by saying either that the added psukim put in between Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad and the Shemona Esrei are designed as almost like a delay to give everyone the opportunity to daven together so that no one should be left out in the fields late at night in the dark when it would be dangerous. Or other Rishonim say that the purpose of it was because there are actually 18 Shemos of Hashem in the Baruch Hashem La'olam Amen V'Amen series of Psukim. That's almost like a substitute for Shemona Esrei so that people would be able to daven a little quicker, a little faster, a little shorter tefillah, and they shouldn't be left outside in the dark when it gets too dark, too late on into the evening. But either way, Rush and Tosfos both justify that practice of saying Baruch Hashem la'olam amen va'amen, that it shouldn't be considered a hefsek ben geul l'tfila. However, the Ari Shonim, the Tamido ben Yonah quotes the Ramban, who did not recite these psukim. The Rashba and his Chedushim on Brachos says it's a tema. How could someone recite these psukim? It's a hefsek ben geul l'tfila. And therefore, there have been two minhagim that have evolved whether one recites these series of psukim, Baruch Hashem la'olam amen va'amen, at Ma'ariv or not. So Moshe was asked by his son, actually, Reb Ruvain, he was asked, what happens if I'm davening for the Amud at Ma'ariv, and I don't normally recite the psukim of Baruch Hashem la'olam amen va'amen, but the minyan I'm davening in does recite these psukim. What do I do then? So Reb Moshe normally paskins that a chazan has to daven according to the nusach of the tzibur. But here, where it's a shayla of hefsek, according to those from that don't say it, it's because it's not supposed to be mafsik between geul l'tfila. Now it's already, it's not just a simple shayla of, whose minhag do I follow. Now it's already a shayla of hefsek. The Gemara says you have to be somach geul l'tfila. What do I do now? So this tshuva is found in Yeredei Chela Gimel, in Simen Tzari Vav, Sif Katan Ches. Rav Moshe writes the following, and it's fantastic how he brings a riot to the shaila. So you have a minhag on the one hand, which is based on a concern in halacha that I shouldn't recite psukim that might be considered a hefsek. Yet the shul I'm davening in does recite this psukim. What do I do? So Moshe has following fascinating raya. He says, if someone has the minhag never to say this bracha of Baruch Hashem la'olam, amen va'amen at all, because it's not mentioned in the Gemara, and many Rishonim said they're not supposed to say it. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe says, if you're davening for the Amud, then you have to say the Pesukim. Why? If I'm not davening for the Amud, Rav Moshe's maskim. If I'm a simple guy davening in shul, and I don't say the Pesukim, and everyone else in shul does, so Moshe says, as long as you don't make a scene out of it, so to speak, you know, you very discreetly just don't say it, the open shaliyar gishu, Rav Moshe says. If you're sitting in the shul and you just don't say it, everyone else says it, fine, not a big deal. That's what you should do. If your minhag is not to say it, don't say it. But if you're davening for the Amud, Rav Moshe says, then you have to say it. What's his raya? So Moshe refers us to a Gemara in Pesachim in the 10th parak, Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara there discussing what should be recited for Kiddush, Shabbos morning. Of all places to bring a raya from. The Gemara says, Rav Ashi went to Mechuza. He was asked to recite Kiddush. And the Gemara says, he wasn't sure what the minhag hamakom is. Do they say like a long Friday night style kiddush with a bar pregafen followed by a bracha? Or do they just say the bar pregafen and that's it, Shabbos morning? What do they do? So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi figured, you know what? I'll say bar pregafen because everyone starts with bar pregafen. And then I'll look around and see what everyone else does. So he did that. He said a bar pregafen, stopped for a second, looked around. He saw one of the elderly men in the audience taking a drink. So he figured, oh, that means the minhag here is just say bar pregafen, nothing else. So he took a drink too. And that was all he said. So the Rashbam explains that had he seen that everyone else was still waiting for him to go on, he would have obviously said the longer version of Kiddush, which is the additional bracha that we say Friday night. So what does that show you, says Rav Moshe? Rav Moshe says, apparently, Rav Ashi was prepared to add in an additional bracha between Bar Pregafen and the drinking, even though he himself perhaps would not have ordinarily done so. Incredible raya. So you see from this Gemara, says Rav Moshe, see from this Raya, that even if you have a minhag not to add in an additional bracha, which might be a hefsek, but from this Gemara you see that Rav Ashi was prepared, even in between Bar Pregafen and the drinking of the wine, to add in an additional bracha of Kiddush, if that's what the minhag HaMakom would be. So that proves, says Rav Moshe, that proves that when it comes to Baruch Hashem La'olam, Amen V'Amen, that therefore also, if your minhag is not to normally say it because of hefsek concerns, but if the shul minhag where you're davening for the Amud is to say it, then you should say it. Now, there are very chashuv poskim today, some very chashuv poskim today, who recommend that even when one is davening for the Amud, one should not say Baruch Hashem La'olam if that's what that individual's minhag always is. That's what perhaps you've seen in some shuls, people who are davening for the Amud, they'll just pause and wait, and they'll wait, and then they'll just start with Kaddish afterwards. So that's not Reb Moshe Paskins. Reb Moshe Paskins very clear that the chassan should follow the minhag atzibur of saying the Baruch Hashem La'olam. Apparently other Gezolei Poskim feel that maybe this Raya, for whatever reason, I'm not sure, is not necessarily relevant or applicable to the Shaila at hand. But what I found very interesting is that there is a tshuva in the Rashbash. The Rashbash is one of the later Spanish Rishonim who lived in the 1400s. He was a son of the Tashbetz. His name is Reb Shlomo ben Shimon Duran. And the Rashbash, in his Shailos and Tshuvos, in Simon Reish Nun Hei, discusses this shaila of Baruch Hashem la'olam amen va'amen in general. And he was discussing a different minhag apparently that existed in some places where they would fuse the bracha of Hashkivenu together with the Baruch Hashem la'olam, make one long big bracha out of it. And he rejected that minhag. And then at the end of the tshuva he writes, and once you're rejecting that minhag, I think it's better altogether not to say the psukim to begin with, like the Rishonim who did not say the psukim whatsoever. And then he says, and they've written b'shem the Maharam in Rottenberg, he says, that the Maharam never said these psukim at all when he was davening beino levein atzmo, by himself, or privately. Aval kishahaya yored lefnei ha-teva, but when the Maharam in Rottenberg would daven for the Amud, haya omra, he would say the psukim, kidei shelo yehei min ha-matzmihin, in order that he shouldn't stand out and start attracting attention and raising eyebrows. So here you have a Rashbash, one of the late Rishonim, who quotes the Maharam in Rottenberg, one of the Gedolei Rishonim of the Ashkenazim, who apparently did not have the minhag to say the psukim of Baruch Hashem La'olam Amen V'Amen when he davened on his own. And yet when he davened b'tzibur for the amud, he bedafka would say it, so he shouldn't raise any eyebrows. Now, I didn't see this Maram quoted in other Rishonim that I looked at very quickly. I looked in the Rosh, and I didn't see it quoted there. I looked in Hagaras Maimonides, I didn't see it quoted there in Hilchos Tefillah. But the Shaul Shtivas Rashbash says that it's written b'shem the haram, that even though he normally would not say this Baruch Hashem la'olam amen v'amen, when he davened for the amud, he dafka would say it, shelo yehem min ha-matmin, he shouldn't raise any eyebrows, so to speak. This is a beautiful raya l'chor for Rav Moshe's chiddush. Rav Moshe found the raya for it in the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kufav. But here it seems to be mefurish in the Mishonim, like Rav Moshe was mechadish himself, that even if one has the meaning not to say it ordinarily when you daven for the amud, you should say it so as not to stand out differently from the tzibur.